Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Elon Musk hired the whiz kid who broke the code on the Dead Sea Scrolls, was able to, that led to them translating them.
Mm-hmm.
He's turned him loose at the Treasury to go find the corruption, the fraud, and what actually our money is spent on.
Sounds like an investigation of biblical proportions.
Yes, very well. Very well put. Yeah, no, that's exactly it. So Elon Musk is bragging. I didn't just send any engineers in there. I sent the best software engineers in the world. One of them is still a teenager. There's another one in college. And he said, we are scouring the system to find out how our money is actually spent. So here's the cool thing, okay? Understand this. The Democrats are smart the way they're playing this, okay? Elizabeth Warren went wild yesterday. Just absolutely freaked out. Headline, Warren to Treasury Chief, you blew it on Elon Musk. Said Scott Bessent should not let Musk in. They're acting like Musk is running around doing what he wants, right? No. Trump sent him in to retrieve the payments data. Trump is what is called the president or the executive. He has the right to the payments data. We all do, actually. Not the routing numbers, the bank accounts, obviously, but the payments data. We have a right to see if when Congress approves a budget and the money's supposed to go over here and over there, does it really go there? So they're pretending and they're trying to confuse their sheeple, who, by the way, are now trying to kill Musk and his engineers. Wired magazine doxed them all, published their home addresses, encouraged retaliation. And so there's actually been death threats all over the place toward the families and the engineers themselves. On Blue Sky, on Reddit, and Trump has the FBI and the DOJ. I don't know how hard they're working on it. They are the FBI and the DOJ going after those threatening to kill Musk's engineers, okay? This is, don't lose sight of the threat here. This is how much, Lee, they are determined, desperate, really, to keep Trump from finding out what the money was spent on. Trillions of dollars. This is why when they went into USAID, there was a physical attempt to block the engineers from getting into the payment systems. So now Elizabeth Warren is threatening Scott Bessent. How dare you stop the president from seeing what we spend money on?
Yeah.
How dare you? Well, only federal bureaucrats can be trusted with that. But not the president who runs the place, who's ultimately responsible for it. That's their position. Now, what this shows, Lee, this is panic. They know there's crime in there. They know there's fraud in there. And they know Elon Musk is going to get it. In fact, he's already gotten it, he says. There are two incredible tweets by Musk I want to read because this is not being covered by the media the way it should be. And a lot of it, I think, is not even like Fox News, Newsmax. It's not even their fault. There's just so much stuff coming out. Don't miss this because this is going somewhere. Elon Musk tweeted, and again, keep in mind, they could just go through the budget documents. They're not. They're going through the actual payments. Remember this, too. Elon Musk got his start at PayPal. He is a payments guy. He revolutionized the way that we do payments in this country, right? So he's going to get this. He's going to get this stuff. Elon Musk warned that he wrote in a tweet, every hour of every day, federal bureaucrats at the Treasury are breaking the law. They're making payments to known fraudulent organizations every hour of every day. And he also says they're paying people they are not authorized to pay by Congress. In other words, the payments are not matching the law, the legal authorization for who should be paid. What do you have here? The nexus, the beating heartbeat of the international criminal organization that calls itself the Democrat Party. Quote, career Treasury officials are breaking the law every hour of every day, Elon writes, by approving payments that are fraudulent or do not match the funding laws passed by Congress. This needs to stop now, he writes in all caps. So this has them terrified. And the left always reverts to violence when they're afraid. And so they've unleashed their minions to try to threaten the engineers. It's not going to work. But that's what they're trying to do right now. Okay. Then you had this at Treasury. The highest ranking Treasury official, David LeBrink, resigning rather than complying with a request by DOGE for access to audit where they've spent trillions of dollars a year. Who was the number one guy in charge? It was David LeBrink. Trump made him temporary acting director while Scott Bessent was confirmed, right? This is the guy who was signed off on all of this. And he resigns rather than giving them access. They got it anyway. Now, listen to this. This was then tweeted by Elon Musk. The DOGE team discovered, among other things, that payment approval officers at Treasury were instructed always to approve payments, even to known fraudulent groups and terrorist groups. That's illegal. They've literally never denied a payment in their entire career, not even once. So this is just giving you a taste of what they're finding. This is way beyond anything I ever expected. This is incredible. And so that's why Schumer's freaking out. The Democrats are egging on their people to violence. I hope Elon Musk has good protection because what he's doing is incredibly dangerous.
Well, he's been under a lot of threat pressure for quite some time, yeah. Hasn't he?
Now, the left is acting like Elon Musk is in these systems and he's trying to get your phone number. He's trying to get your address. Oh, these are the payment systems for Medicaid. That's not what they're doing. They're looking at budget payments and comparing them to what Congress has authorized.
It's sort of like reconciling a checking account.
Exactly. Exactly what you're doing. They're doing a forensic audit. It's essentially what they're doing. It may not be formally forensic audit, but that's what they're doing. But they're doing it for Trump, who has every right to this information. In fact, you know, just having done FOIA for so many years of my journalistic life, I mean, that's what I did. I sat around all day and wrote FOIAs and then browbeat people to get my information. That's what I did as a journalist, right? This is public information. The routing numbers are not, the bank account numbers are not. This is public information. Trump is entitled to it. And if he would like, I mean, you black out the account numbers, right? But he should, if he wants to be able to put it right on the White House steps for anybody who wants to see it. This is your money. This is your information. You have a right to it. So Trump's had to come out and explain. No, DOGE is not cutting stuff. No, DOGE is not taking over the payment system.
Elon can't do and won't do anything without our approval. And we'll give him the approval where appropriate. Where not appropriate, we won't. But he reports in, and he—it's something that he feels very strongly about, and I'm impressed because he's running obviously a big company. Has nothing to do if there's a conflict that we won't let him get near it, but he does have a good natural instinct. He's got a team of very talented people.
They're doing Elon this at USAID and Lee. When Lee, I mean, that's why it came to like fit, like literally physically trying to restrict them from entering the building. So what we're in right now, and I talked about this yesterday, as you said on my Battleground podcast. Hand-to-hand combat is what it's called. Because I've been asking for months, can any Republican leader, Donald Trump, whoever, actually take control of these rogue federal agencies? And I don't know the answer to that. I mean, yeah, you can move into the corner office all you want and sit down at the desk, but that doesn't mean anyone's listening to you. And last time Trump was president, he failed to take over the FBI and he failed to take over the DOJ. He failed utterly. He never did gain control of them. This is the last chance that we have to take over these agencies. We should, whoever's elected should be able to run these agencies. So Elon's going in and getting the goods. Lee, and let me tell you what this is about too, okay? Because notice what's going on, right hand, left hand. Notice what's going on over here. Trump's going nuts. He's doing all this great stuff. Who's not doing anything? Congress, specifically the Senate. You've got Thune over there First, he tried, well, you know, we don't need to re-up the Trump tax cuts. Now we got time. Oh, yeah, no. Hey, and then remember Trump wanted that one single bill because he knows they're going to drag their feet. And Thune's like, no, we don't have time. We'll break it into some more bills. We'll get to it later. While Trump is going rapid fire, what is Thune, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, doing? He's a Bush guy, right? So his job is to slow walk this as much as possible. He's playing Paul Ryan's old role as Speaker. Destroy Trump by making sure he doesn't get anywhere. Right. And who cares if Thune might agree with what Trump's doing? It's to destroy Trump. Right. So what does he do? Thune retires the Senate mid-afternoon on Thursday. They don't come back till Monday. It's run out the clock, run out the clock. So what is Musk and Trump doing? These Republicans, Lee, are not going to want to cut this stuff. He's going to make them by embarrassing them, showing them the fraud, waste, and abuse. So whole agencies will go down as you're watching USAID go down right now. The whole world, read Indian papers, read Russian papers, read Russians. They're all talking about how America funded the Taliban. Golly, I used to be by myself trying to tell everyone. And now it's just everybody's talking about it. It's all over the place. Who we are is spilling, not us, American people, are good people. Our government is such an instrument for evil in the world. And who we are is finally coming out. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to see peace in the Middle East. Because we're not funding them anymore. We're not funding the terrorists. No, I'm sorry. The Democrats aren't funding the terrorists anymore. It's all going to come crumbling down. And the Democrats are in a cold, frothing pan. People are going to go to prison for this. A lot of people.